Okay, well, just a couple of points of announcement. For those of you who follow Gather the Outcast, we're going to be going to Tanzania again in mid-August, about 3-4 weeks from now. And we're going to be doing a great crusade in Dar es Salaam with Bonnie Mwitege leading worship. And our Sammy and our pastors are mobilizing the pastors there in Dar, so keep that in your prayers. August 18th to 22nd, a five-day crusade. And we talked with Bonnie Mwitege the other day. He only has 17 singers lined up and worship choirs. So we may not get on the platform to preach. I don't know. But anyway, today we have as guests here the privilege to welcome Lucas Melvin from Norton, Kansas. You all know Lucas. He's a teacher and football coach there at the high school. And we're very proud of Lucas. We also have Dan Skirtland, who is a farmer out there on the north side of Norton County, big grain farmer, and we're very happy for Dan to be here as well. And the third person we have here is Ben Kormanik from Alta Vista, Kansas. And Ben and his family are very involved in the Eastern Kansas Encounter Program, and they've been doing this for many years down there in Eastern Kansas. So, men, welcome. I'm going to let you greet the audience one at a time and just a brief greeting. And so we're happy to have you here.
Hi, Jim. This is Lucas, and I just appreciate being down here and how wonderful the people have been just to welcome us.
Okay, Dan Skirtland, say hi to the folks.
Yes, this is Dan. Just welcome from Africa. What a blessing it is to be over here.
Okay, and Lucas and Dan and Ben. Ben, you say hi to the folks, too.
Hello, this is Ben Kormanik, and, man, I can't wait for you to see what's happening here.
Okay, well, all of these men brought their families, which is a credit to them, and also they trusted Gather the Outcast to take care of their children. They all have teenage children. Ben actually has 4 children along with him for this mission trip. And so, Lucas, I'm going to start with you and just take a couple, 2 or 3 minutes here. Each of you are going to have time to give your impressions, first of all, of Kenya. And what hits you the most about coming here? And then secondly, how has the Encounter program been received here in Makunda?
Well, I think the thing that struck me so much to begin with was the way the people welcomed us, how kind and wonderful they've been to us, and how they've just been, really, they've been serving us, and we came to serve them. And they just treated us so well. And they're just lovely people, and we're thankful for them. As far as the land here, too, it's beautiful. It's beautiful up here, and I think this is called West Kenya. But it's beautiful up here, and, you know, a lot of it kind of looks like Kansas during corn season. A lot of corn around here. But it is definitely, it's like we step back in time. We're in a village that doesn't have running water. Most of them don't, or doesn't have electricity. So there's some things that you look at, and you're very thankful for what we have, obviously, but you want to help them out also. As far as the Encounter, man, God is awesome. He's just, he brought tremendous men together, and I know that he did the same thing with the women. And these men, a lot of them walked from different areas around and came to hear from God, and I know they did. And they were receptive, they were open, and they were just a joy to be around, and the worship was tremendous. It was just great to be with these men, and I feel like God is starting something here in this village.
Okay, Dan Skirtland, I've heard that this is your first trip outside the United States of America. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, and what a great place to come on your first trip. So why don't you tell the folks what your impressions of Kenya are, and then also the Encounter.
Well, yes, I agree with Lucas. The welcome that we've got was just simply amazing. I was not expecting that at all. When we did get over here, there was a lot more English. The signs are in English, buildings are, you know, the names are in English, and I wasn't expecting any English over here, I guess. So that was a surprise. The weather here, we're in the middle of winter, correct? And it's, what, 80 degrees?
Very nice for winter, yeah.
This is nice. I like the winter over here.
Come back in the winter, please.
Yes. Corn, tall corn and the maize and the sugar cane, all very, very tall. Corn's in rows, just like at home. Not too much different. A lot more trees, though. A lot more trees here.
Yes, we have eucalyptus, you know, these trees that you see, the really tall ones, nearly all of them are eucalyptus, and they're very fast-growing trees. First thing I did when we bought the land down there at the children's home, we planted about 500 trees, eucalyptus, and so some of those you see are 5 years old, they're over 100 feet tall. So they've grown very well. Okay, this is Ben Karmanek from Alta Vista. Ben, give us your impressions of Kenya and the encounter meeting.
You know, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, I can't help but be struck by the people in Kenya. They're very colorful. They're full of joy. I was actually surprised how excited they were that we were here, how curious they were to know us and to ask us questions. And it's just been a great joy to spend time with them and to see their way of living and to be encouraged and inspired by their ingenuity and their resourcefulness. The Men's Encounter event, we really didn't know what to expect coming in here. We didn't know whether what the Lord had given us would really transfer to another culture or not. But after the first night, and it was clear that Encounter was on. It was the same here as it was there. There were men who were hungry to know the truth. They were curious to know and to learn. And we had a great time in the presence of the Lord. I will tell you that I learned they upped the game when it came to worship. I'm thankful for them and their freedom to worship Him. So it was just a really neat picture about the body of Christ and how unique and individual each culture is, but He has a purpose for each one of them, and I'm certainly taking away some freedom in worship from them.
Okay, Lucas, why don't you tell us what is Encounter? I'm sure some people have that question in their mind because many people have not been to an Encounter meeting. Why don't you just tell people what that is?
Well, to me, Encounter is an opportunity for men to come and grow and to really see what God has planned for them as a man and overcome the things that are maybe they're struggling with. But even if they don't have struggles, there's so much truth. And, you know, we're never done. I guess when we're done growing, God's going to take us. But there's always something to learn and grow from. And the other thing that Encounter does, I think, for a lot of men is it redirects them. It gets them back on focus and for the Lord. And it gives a lot of times there's a download for what God has called for them to do. It helps clear out the noise of the world and just allow them to maybe hear Him again a little clearer than before.
Okay, Dan, why don't you tell us how you got involved with Encounter programs and in Kansas and then and the impact they've had on you in your spiritual walk?
Yeah, back in 2013, I think, Lucas took us clear across the state to Alta Vista. That was my first encounter. And we got bused an hour and a half away to some unknown zone, no internet, dark, foggy. We didn't know where we were going, but I learned how to serve. I watched them guys serve that encounter and loved it. I had a hard heart, and that definitely softened my heart. Started the process anyway. So as far as the encounter over here, yeah, worship was amazing. Just watching those guys worship. We're kind of boring, really, in the States. We don't worship that way. We don't throw in dance. It was amazing worship. And anyway, God was glorified over here this week. It was just an amazing time.
Amen. Okay, Ben, tell us how you got involved in Encounter. What was the progression there?
So in 2012, actually it was 2011, my brother-in-law, Ryan Rhodes, in Hutchinson, Kansas, invited me to a men's encounter. He actually invited me before that, but I blew him off a couple of times, told him I was good, I didn't need that thing like that. But he finally told me, look, I know you're busy, and I wouldn't ask you to come if it wasn't worth your time. And I trusted the man, and I listened to him. I went, and I really found out that Jesus intended me to leave my sin at the cross and to walk free from the burden of it. That changed my life in many ways. But a year later, he invited me to come back to serve and to take a group of men. In preparation for that, I asked the Lord who I should invite. And I remember one day sitting at my computer screen, he started flooding me with names, and I made a list of them. There were about 30 of them. And we started asking them, and between me and my brother-in-law, Shane, Tiffany, we ended up taking 30 men to a men's encounter in March of 2012. So at that encounter, I saw the love of God impact 8 men that worked for me and, you know, numerous lifelong friends. Lucas Melvin was there. Jeremy Brackenoff, who's here, was there. Just all of my men that I respected and loved, they met the Lord there in a powerful way. And coming back from that, I got to stand on a stage and watch a man who 2 days earlier would have told you he was an atheist look at his wife in the pew and tell her that he had accepted Christ and he was going to live his life for her. And that ruined me. After that, you know, they were all on fire for the Lord, and we had no choice but to host another encounter. So in May of 2012, we hosted an encounter. There were 90 men who came to that. We hosted, I think, 3 more that first year. We helped them plant an encounter program in Lawrence, Kansas. And then I think the following year, we helped plant Northwest Kansas out in Norton and the Hayes area. And so it's been 10 years, and the Lord he has bigger plans. So I'm just along for the ride, but it's been quite a ride.
Amen. Well, Lucas, why don't you tell the people that may be interested in an encounter how they can participate, how they can get involved? Not necessarily to come to Africa, although that would be a possibility, but to get involved there in Kansas, what would they have to do?
Well, it's real easy. There's encounters really all over the state. So if they're hearing this around Norton area, we have a Northwest Kansas encounter, and they can contact our church, or really the easiest way is to go to nwksencounter.com, and we have a website with how to sign up, when the next encounter is. We're actually having one August 12th through the 14th. So if you're hearing this now, sign up and let's go. And there's, like I said, there's encounters all over the state. And, you know, if they just reach out to us, we can point them in the right direction. But we'd love for all men to go there. And what it does, it also unites the body of Christ. And that's what he's called for us to do.
Give that website again, or that email site, whatever you spoke. Say that again real slow so people can catch it that need to know.
Okay, the website is NWKS for Northwest Kansas, NWKSencounter.com.
Okay, all right. And is there a fee involved, or is it how do they make their entry or their application?
Yeah, they mainly fill out a very quick form online, and then we get their contact information. So then we can get information to them about the particulars. It does cost, but that's because they're provided room and board for 2 nights, and the food is very good, by the way. We have excellent, excellent food in Northwest Kansas. I'm sure it's the same all around, but we do a good job of making sure the men are well-fed, but also not just with food, but spiritually also.
Okay, Dan, you want to tell us a little bit about the cultural aspects of this trip? You're standing in a very peculiar radio studio right now, am I right?
Yes, we're standing in the house, in the home that we just built for a young lady, say, what, 60 years old?
Yeah,
a young lady. This is with sugarcane branches and stuff laying all over the floor. And This is awesome.
Okay, and tell me, how do you like the food here in Kenya?
The food is really good. Mm-hmm. I actually like rice, the fried bread, love it.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee, we're still drinking instant coffee. I kind of like some of that Kenya coffee. You promised us that.
All right. Well, there's a business opportunity for somebody if you want to set up a coffee shop here in Mumia. So I'm sure there'd be a missions team to come visit you.
Amen.
Ben, how do you like the food here, and have you tried Ugali yet?
I've unfortunately not had the opportunity to try Ugali.
What?
Yet. I've heard much about it. I mean, I've seen it, but I haven't tried it yet. I will make sure that happens before we leave. But, you know, it's enough. It sustains us. Sometimes at home when we're not sure what to cook, we have tacos. Well, here they have some chicken and beef, rice, and noodles. But it's definitely good food. It's well prepared. And, you know, it's given us strength to do what we needed to do.
All right, so in a couple of days, we're going to be going to the Masai Mara, and that is the place where the big animals, the lions and the cheetahs and the elephants and all those big animals hang out. And so that's going to be an exciting end to this mission trip. We'll be down there two nights and the better part of 2.5 days. So that's going to be very exciting. So, brothers, I just want to say to you again, I'm very thankful that the Lord has brought us together, very thankful for all the things that have been accomplished here. And I would make an appeal, as Lucas spoke about, how you can get in touch with Encounter people there and people in Eastern Kansas. If you hear this broadcast, get in touch with Ben Kormanik or his wife, Briar, there in Alta Vista, and you can get ushered into an Encounter meeting there in the eastern part of the state. So, men, once again, thank you very much. God bless you. We're going to try and get your wives on here before the broadcast is over here. But I appreciate you guys being here. I appreciate everything that you've done. And so just say farewell to the audience out there today.
Well, Jim, I'd be remiss to say what you've done here, what the Lord has used you to do here is amazing. He has certainly blessed you because of your faithfulness. And we see that. We see the orphanage, and we see the church, and all the people that you're affecting. The Lord's using you, Jim, and we're thankful for you and for getting us here and allowing us the opportunity to see not just what you do, but all the people and all the wonderful things. But we're praying for you and for your for what he has you doing out here, because it's truly remarkable what God's doing. So thank you very much.
Dan, you want to say a parting word here?
Yes, I just... so blessed to be over here. Just love working at the orphanage for those kids. That what a blessing it is to have that orphanage here.
Yes.
And we say thank you, Jim, and thank you, God. Like I said, when they welcomed us, we got tears in our eyes. They're so happy to see us. It's just an overwhelming blessing just to be here.
Okay, Ben, before you give a parting word, do you want to say just a little bit about some ideas we've kicked around to bring Encounter people here, or something that might be in the future offering here?
Yeah, there's a real sense that the Lord, that this is a beginning. God is certainly moving here in Kenya. His hand is evident all around where we look, and mostly I see it in the people and the hunger and their desire to unify together, to work together, to change their city and their region, and just to fulfill the Great Commission. So I'm excited to see what God has next. I know it's not the end. I expect that we'll have more encounters coming here. There were many pastors who were able to attend this last couple of days. And, you know, some of the men from their church were there as well. And they're just elated to see them encounter the living God and to have their hearts revived. So I'm looking forward to it. I love to adventure with the Lord. And this one, it's like a new chapter is opening. So
Give the address for your Eastern Kansas encounter. If anybody hears this broadcast down there, they'll know how to get in touch with you guys.
Sure. So our website is encounterthecross.com. That's encounterthecross.com. And, you know, you could find, like Lucas said, our next encounter, I believe, is the 28th of August. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's information there. You could also contact us through Highview Church in Alta Vista.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, well, that's going to be the end of this, at least the men's portion of this broadcast. And so I thank you for listening today. Just as a reminder out there for those of you listening who have a heart for missions, you may have a desire to go on a mission trip in the future. These encounter programs are going to be an opportunity for you to come to Kenya, but you don't have to wait for the encounter team to come here. If you want to come and visit Gather the Outcast, Dan talked about the orphanage, Lucas talked about the orphanage. We have about 25 or 30 children over there in the orphanage, and a real hopping church, Living Water Church, just up the hill from the orphanage. And so all of that, we invite you to come. You'd be welcome to come. You can work with the team that's here. If you want to come by yourself or with a team of other people, you're welcome to come. Just get in touch with me at gatheredtheoutcast.com, or my email is pureprairie@hotmail.com. And so we'll get you set up and get you everything you need to come over here and spend some time in Kenya and spend some time helping Gather the Outcast ministry here. Well, this is going to be the wrap up here for this session. We're going to have some women that are involved in the women's side of the encounter program here, and they'll be coming on the radio in another broadcast probably next week. And so we'll be talking with them here in just a little bit. Stay tuned for contact information. We'd love to hear from you. Sit down, write us out a letter, let us know you're listening. Email me, pureprairie@hotmail.com. Let me know you're listening. Let me know what you'd like to hear on this radio program. And we would love to hear from you. We'd love to have your contribution to see this good work in Africa continue and these radio broadcasts come to you each and every Sunday over KQNK and across the world through the internet. Thank you again for listening. Stay tuned for contact information. Have a good week. God bless you.